Hello, sweetie.
Welcome to the show.
So, got any plans this weekend?
Valentine's Day is coming up.
That's this weekend?
This weekend.
Valentine's Day it is.
Oh, that's sweet. Valentine's Day is nice for couples.
So what do you want to do?
Well, it's Valentine's Day, so...
Candy, flowers, that's easy.
Don't take flowers and candy. Show up like a man.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Come on, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Expect these additional 200 million doses to be delivered this summer. And some of it will come as early, begin to come in early summer, but by the midsummer, that this vaccine will be there. And the order, and that increases the total vaccine order in the United States by 50%, from 400 million order to 600 million. This is enough vaccine to fully vaccinate 300 Americans by end of the summer, the beginning of the fall. But we want to make, look, that's, I want to repeat, it'll be enough to fully vaccinate 300 Americans.
What? Yeah, this is the guy who's got the codes and the emergency phone. You remember that one that, what was her name? Gosh, isn't that a good thing? I can't even remember. Hillary Clinton. Isn't that what Hillary was so worried about that Trump had? The nuclear codes? And this guy can't even get a thought out. It's so sad to laugh at that. It's the Monica J. Show. How are you doing today? I hope this is how you put a smile on your face and just shake it off. Just, oh my gosh. Numbers don't add up. Figures don't add up. It's all just for you to take a vaccine that is now, let me tell you, isn't this interesting? Now causing rare blood disorders. Yes. Rare blood disorders, because mRNA changes your DNA and does all kinds of things to your body. So much so, we'll get into that in just a moment. I am so glad that you are here today. I don't know how many comments and questions and things like that I'm going to take through email and text, because I've got a lot of things that I want to go over with you and explain how they're connected, and then beg you, urge you, whatever I have to do, get on my knees and pray, and well, I do that anyway, that you start looking this stuff up and not with Google. You need to duck, duck, go. I asked somebody about this the other day, and I said, well, you're not Googling that information, are you? And they were like, yeah, I know. I got to move over to the other side. You can't just keep going along with the go-along, because we are making a difference. But some of these companies, they don't care about the billions of dollars that they're losing. Because control over you is priceless. I'm going to talk about that. It's the Monica J. Show at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Talk and text 884-9910. And today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Speaking of our website, on my webpage, I did update it with some things. My Twitter account is closed. Twitter is useless. One of my Instagram accounts is closed. I have to remember the password of the other one. Because, well, the owner of Instagram, remember, is Facebook. And they came out and blatantly said they're reading all of your private messages. There is, on social media, there is no such thing as privacy. So I'm done with it. I'm tired of it. I'm deplatforming those. I am so far still on Facebook. I'm trying to get everything switched over. But I am now on Gab. And I am on LinkedIn. I have better control over people wanting to connect with me on LinkedIn. Gab is pretty much open. But I'll tell you about that in just a second. Go over a little bit more because people are so excited. They find these new platforms and they immediately jump over without doing any research just because somebody else is there. And it's just so frustrating. So today's poll question. How long should recordings of any county, doesn't matter what department it is, all departments, be left online for the public to view? 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, indefinitely. There was a question about the February, I believe it was the 9th, the meeting that the Washoe County School District Board of Supervisors had off site. They had it at a school, that it wasn't online anymore. And I did find it online. So it is there. It's the one from Sky Ranch Middle School where they were talking about creating an anti-racism environment, which is basically creating a lie for the kids and trying to keep them in a bubble. You really need to check out this meeting because if it weren't for Jeff Church, who was brutalized at this meeting, if it weren't for Jeff Church, there would be absolutely no common sense on the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. This is why you need to start campaigning now, because we need to get more people involved with the school district to basically save the kids. Not only save our schools, but to save the kids. So there you have it. Start running now. Valentine's Day. Yesterday's poll question. Love it. What, if anything, will you do for Valentine's Day? 13% of those participating said nothing. It's a scam. 25% said nothing. I'm not in a relationship. 21% said dinner with a loved one. 39%. I love this one. This is actually, I participate in the polls and I put my answer in there. 39% of those participating said nothing. We show our love every day. So I have a special honey-do list on Sunday for my sweetheart. And he said yes. So that's, I don't want jewelry. I don't want anything else. He's actually going to do some special honey-dos that he's been putting off. This one, though, showering my love with gifts. 2%. It shouldn't be about the gifts. It should be about just loving one another. And I love that. Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for bringing us our poll questions. Appreciate that. And let me tell you, this is going to be a long one, but it is going to fly by like that because of what we've got going on here. So to begin the show, we started off with audio from, I don't know who that guy is sitting in the Oval Office, but I tell you, he's done. He can't even, we used to make fun of Obama for reading a teleprompter constantly, and this guy can't even read a teleprompter. He can't think off the top of his head. He can't read a teleprompter. He gets confused listening to the voice in his ear, because let me tell you, the wireless communication, it's going on there. And people are starting to wake up to this. And I love it. Because every day, more and more people become aware of what's going on. But with everything you see going on, it's a parlor trick. It's a parlor trick. I guarantee you. And I'm talking about both parties here. Really playing us against each other. So you don't see what they're doing. So you don't pay attention. The parlor trick is on both sides. This impeachment that they're trying to get everybody to focus on. That's a total sham, scam, farce. Getting everybody all worked up. You know what? Stop watching it and do yourself some good to see the big picture. And that is Republicans, Democrats, people who call themselves independents. None of those titles apply to them. The title is globalists. And that's what Washington, D.C. is pushing. So here we go with one of these sites, one of the gentlemen that I follow. And don't follow him on YouTube, follow him at his website. And that is iceagefarmer.com. I've mentioned him before. But after we come back from this break, I'm going to give you a little insight onto what is going to be happening to the food supply. Not what might be happening, what is going to be happening to our food supply. And this should really upset you. Because I did the research for you, and I'm going to show you how easy it is to track this actually through the government. Our federal government, who was supposed to be in charge of just keeping us safe, keeping our borders controlled and keeping us safe. They have come so far from their mission. It's actually sickening. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You may have heard there's been a slowdown in childbirths this year due to COVID. Well, the United States government is here to encourage safe procreation during the pandemic. First, slip into something nice, like goggles, PPE, and four layers of masks. Oh, yeah. Now go ahead and order yourselves a romantic dinner. To eat, you're gonna have to take that mask off. Do it slowly. Oh, yeah. Now you dim the lights to put shadows on the 15 pounds you both gained. And finally, you've waited so long, but don't be in a hurry. And no pressure, but the United States government is counting on you to bring back the baby population. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And I am sorry if I jump around on a few things, but got to get this information out. And you need to have it so you can spend the weekend with your loved one trying to figure out where this future is going. And that is so important for you. So here we go. First off, a lot of people jumping off of Twitter, getting on to Telegram and to Gab. So I tried to figure out, because I just don't have the time. I mean, with my, what I'm doing politically, to have all of these different sites. So I chose Gab. Even though a bunch of the big names are going on to Telegram. And let me tell you why. It's called research. I started looking into the company that, sorry about that, that owns Telegram. Who started it? This is so simple for people to do, and yet for something, or for some reason, it gets bypassed. The company was started by a man they call the Russian Mark Zuckerberg. So that should be your first flag there. If you look into this guy, within the last year, he has joined with the WEF. Now, the WEF is the World Economic Forum. One of, if the not major players, along with the International Monetary Fund, the UN, and all of that good stuff to create globalism and the New World Order and push the 2030 plan. Okay, so Telegram is not going to be any better than Twitter. It's just going to be a Russian version of it because, yeah, he's Russia. So this follows along the same line as getting your emails through Portal. Portal also connected to the globalism. And what the globalism, or what globalism is pushing, is censorship. They want to be able to control not only your thoughts, but your feelings as well. And let me tell you, when you start working with feelings, common sense goes right out the window. Now, let me get back to Ice Age Farmer and what is coming up for your food, my food. I would tell everybody to, you know what, buy some seeds this weekend. Because they're going to become very expensive. Pick up a book or two, not online. You can look online for now, but pick up an actual book that helps you learn how to garden. Because who knows if this information will be out there. I know it sounds far-fetched, but here we go. The FDA is proposing a new rule that would apply to almost everyone involved in the food system. This includes farmers, cottage food operations, co-ops, and restaurants. Foods that the FDA lists as high risk, the proposed rule imposes extensive record-keeping requirements, including electronic spreadsheets, GPS coordinates of where the foods are grown. Now follow along here. GPS coordinates of where the foods are grown and the location, the date and time that the food is harvested, cooled, packed, shipped, or used as an ingredient in other food. The list of foods that the FDA considers to be high risk, remember, all of this is for your safety. It's all for your safety. High risk items include soft and semi-soft cheeses, eggs, seafood, leafy greens, herbs, tomatoes, and the list is too long to go through all of it. You can see the entire list, though, at beta.regulations.gov. Now, they are putting this in the aspect of it's to control foodborne illness. Whatever happened to quality control? whatever happened to washing your leafy greens and your veggies when you got them home? No. We don't do that anymore because for convenience, everything is packaged. Now, I know this sounds far-fetched. Why would the government want to know when you go out and you buy a dozen eggs or some seafood or cheese? Because they want to know how much, how often you are buying anything. Already started in Japan, remember? Think back just a few months ago. We are going to control how much you eat and what your portion control is. Well, welcome to the New World Order here in America. Now, why do I believe this? Why do I believe Christian and Ice Age Farmer? Because all you have to do is go into regulations.gov and connect the dots. And guess what is coming up on February 22nd of this year? One of the hearings. It's on the docket to be gone through. Why don't you know about things like this? Because people are too damn busy watching the circus that's going on in Washington, D.C. and getting all worked up about that. What you should be getting worked up about is the creeping in of taking control over everything in your life. We'll come back with more how they're doing it all behind your backs while you're looking over here. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. Better go buy those seeds. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And yes, we are the original social media. This is how we connect. 884-9910, talk and text line if you've got a comment today. Or, you know, even if you want to wish somebody special a happy Valentine's Day, I'll go for that. But I am trying to get out some important information today that I want you to start looking into over the weekend. Because this is how important it is. Everything is always done under the guise of your safety. Your safety. So the major foodborne illness outbreaks, they've revealed problems with, this is what they call it, so simple, traceability. But that's in the large-scale conventional food system, from spinach to peanut butter. The problems arise because raw ingredients are taken to a certain and a central processing facility, which leads to widespread contamination, and then the products are packaged under dozens, if not more, of brand names and then shipped all over the country. So it makes sense, doesn't it? Traceability. You want to know where the food is coming from. But now the FDA wants GPS on all of the crops. All of them. Do you think co-ops are going to be able to afford to do that? Co-ops. Yeah. This is how they are going to be controlling every single aspect of your life. Why do you think Bill Gates is now the largest owner of farmland in this country? Brought this to you last month. why is Bill Gates buying up all this farmland? Because he is a supporter and one of the pushers of globalism. Having control over what you eat, what you think, what you feel. People need to wake up to this. So I was watching a program. Again, if you want to research more on this, you can go to regulations.gov. Just search in traceability of food. Because actually, the Food and Drug Administration is extending a comment period for the proposed rules I was just talking about. The additional, it's titled Requirements for Additional Traceability Records for Certain Foods. Okay? They're going to be listening to this on February 22nd. Now, you can follow Christian at iceagefarmer.com. And a lot of the information on there, he is going to blow you away with. Even if you're not into gardening or farming, you as a consumer should be looking at the information and understanding why food prices are going up, why availability is not there. It's not because of the virus. It's because of control. So let me move on. Again, that's iceagefarmer.com. Let me direct you to another little tidbit today. One of the things that the Biden administration is pushing, and this isn't just for Christians. This is for anybody who has a belief other than the leftists who are destroying this country. This past week, a group defining themselves as Secular Democrats of America submitted a 28-page letter to Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Interesting that in this article they put her name first, calling on them to expunge religion from all sectors of American public life. Not from the government. From American public life. And to re-educate Christian Americans that they should keep their religious dogma to themselves. Remember that religious dogma that when Amy Coney Barrett was having her hearings, her confirmation hearings, made her a liability and a fanatic. Yet when people cover Biden going to church and, you know, saying he's such a good Catholic, it's an honorable observance. It's all they have to twist this. All right, let's get back to this. In this document titled Restoring Constitutional Secularism and Patriotic Pluralism in the White House. Well, let's see. One nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Under God. We have a religious freedom, remember? You might also remember that part of Joe Biden's platform was to eradicate religious freedom. So in their document, from Democrats, congressional Democrats, Jamie Raskin, Jared Huffman, and Jerry McNerney, the constant entanglement of religion and government sweeps far beyond hot-button culture war issues. It permeates every aspect of government policy, healthcare, public and private education. Oh, private education. What, you meaning getting rid of religious schools? I hope somebody from Minogue is listening, or Little Flower. Foreign policy, tax policy, environmental policy, military police, and so much more. They continue on. Government decisions should be guided by science and evidence. Love how they throw around those terms, science and evidence, when they're not even going by their own science and evidence about how COVID is a farce. It is a farce to push us over the edge of where we already are. Getting back to this, we believe that now is the right time to make a case for reviving a Jeffersonian approach to government, governance that favors reason, and to disentangle government policy from the influence of religious interests that have become dangerously entrenched at all levels of government. Wasn't it Obama that had to make sure that Muslims had a place to pray? Seems strange. And what about that line? We believe now is the right time. What makes now so special? Interesting. In 1978, Jefferson wrote the Kentucky Resolution declaring no power over the freedom of religion is delegated to the United States by the Constitution. So maybe they should actually read Jefferson's words before they presume to spout off on their own. You understand what I just said? No power over the freedom of religion is delegated to the United States by the Constitution. That means that even in a state of emergency declared by the governor, I still have my religious rights. I still have my freedoms of religion. This document was actually written and presented December 20th, 2020. Isn't that interesting that they put it out there just a few days before Christmas? But don't get me started on Christmas, because that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different can of worms. So even though Dems mistakenly invoke Jefferson's ideals to try to stifle religion here in America, they're still doing it. They're doing it every day. While people are focused on a sham impeachment, this is what they are working on. And the other thing that they are working on, that this country is based on, are our freedoms. Not only our freedoms of religion, but our right to free speech and our right to the Second Amendment. This came out just, yesterday. And Jennifer Psaki, Jen Psaki, that's just a joke of a press secretary. She was pressured into finally admitting that, yes, senior members of the Biden team, The domestic policy advisor, Susan Rice, remember that name? White House public engagement director, Cedric Richman. They hosted a virtual discussion with leaders of gun violence prevention groups to discuss their shared goals. The very same violence prevention organization named for James Brady was part of the discussion, along with Giffords, you know her, Every Town for Gun Safety, and Moms Demand Action. These organizations all have a critical role to play. This is what Jen Psaki said, saying more information about the next steps will be provided soon. Last year, we saw a historic spike in homicides across the country, and we know gun violence in our cities disproportionately affects Black and brown individuals. Last month, we saw near record increase in gun sales. Well, let me tell you, honey, you're an idiot, because those record gun sales are by law-abiding citizens. The gun violence that she's probably speaking of are the black-on-black murders that are in the double digits almost every weekend in places like Chicago, where this has been going on for a very long time, and in one of the highest Second Amendment control areas in the entire country. And yet it still goes on. Me be thinking that the criminals are getting a hold of guns. Is that just me? Yeah. All right. We're going to table this discussion. We're going to circle back around in just a moment, because we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back with Terry, who wants to talk about Congress right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Got a little poll question for you because, well, people want to know. You want to find out what happened at the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees meeting from February 9th. That was a real, real contentious meeting. It is on YouTube, so it can be easily found. I'll put a link to it on my webpage in a little bit. And I try to link as many things as I can there, but sometimes I just forget, but I'll get to it. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. How long should recordings of any county meeting, all departments, doesn't matter what department it is, be left online for the public to view? I mean, we're in a different situation now, purposely, because this is how they want it. They don't want to be meeting face-to-face with you. Wish I could be getting $130,000 a year for just, you know, hanging in on a Zoom meeting. But I'm sure those city representatives and county representatives, I'm sure they still go out and do stuff, you know, go out and have dinner with friends and whatnot. So how long should those meetings be available? Because I'm assuming that they're all being taped. 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, indefinitely. Keep that information up there so we can always go back and find how they're double talking. Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for bringing us that. Oh, Terry, I'm so sorry. I was coming right to you and you dropped off. All right, so yesterday's poll question, what if anything will you be doing for Valentine's Day? 39% is my favorite answer. Nothing. We show our love every day. Gotta love it. So I received a quick question here, and that is, where can I find a link to that Biden clip where he was so eloquent on the new vaccine distribution? Well, Wanda, let me tell you, that was actually a press conference. If you're interested in that and you want to share that with your friends, I will put that on my webpage. So give me a little bit to do that, but I'll make sure that you have access to that, because that, you know, it just shows you what we are going through. Have one of your producers take care of those links for you. You're busy, and you know what? I can't delegate because they are so overworked right now. You wouldn't believe it. We're a team in this, so that's why I do it. We'll be back in the next hour, a little bit more for Terry. Now you got to call back. I gotta go to. We have certain points in time we have to hit, and now I've got to hit Fox Business News update. So we'll be back in the next hour. Two fun-filled hours of all of this great information that I hope you decide to research for yourself this weekend. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.